KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 49 degrees. We do look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with afternoon showers possible, a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese on Wednesday said the Atlantic Fire Department held its recognition banquet earlier this year, but the announcement of the 2017 Firefighter of the Year Award was delayed due to the absence of the recipient, Mitch Pierbolt, who works at Pierbolt Chiropractic. McNeese said it took longer than normal for the presentation as Pierbolt left for an extended basic training with the Army National Guard just prior to the department banquet. Pierbolt was surprised with the presentation of the award at the department's recent monthly meeting. And according to McNeese, we waited quite a while for the presentation and it was difficult to keep it a secret, but Mitch was definitely surprised when he was presented with the award at our meeting. Mitch has been a very active firefighter, he says, since he joined and has a tremendous record of response and training hours. He definitely has earned the honor, according to the chief. Others recognized were Pete Smith as Rookie of the Year and Dustin McLaren as Officer of the Year. Grant Petty with the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund recently gave a donation of $200 to Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue with the police department to become a sponsor of this year's summer programs. Each child and department chaperone who attends their zoo trip and campout will receive a T-shirt. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, said, "This is just another great opportunity for the children and the community to experience the great outdoors or a trip to the zoo," and she thanked the APD for organizing the events. The funds are raised at the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament. For more information, follow them on Facebook or here on KJAN. Betty says we look forward to continuing to give back to our community in Trevor's name for years to come. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police say two people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday. At around 11:40 p.m., 18-year-old Courtney Ann Hall of Red Oak was arrested in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue for domestic abuse assault. Hall was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center pending an appearance before the magistrate. And at around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, 24-year-old Ozzie Ray Hunter of Red Oak was arrested for driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. Sheriff's officials in Taylor County report the arrest on Tuesday of 25-year-old Rebecca Holbrook of Lenox. She was arrested in the 600 block of East Ohio Street in Lenox and charged with domestic abuse assault. Holbrook was being held in the Taylor County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office also reports that on Tuesday, Ben Reese of Newmarket pled guilty to the criminal offense of sexual abuse in the second degree, a Class B forcible felony. Reese was sentenced to serve 25 years in prison on the charge. Back on February 20th, his partner, Joanna Marie Gray, also of Newmarket, pled guilty to criminal offenses that include sexual abuse in the second degree and incest, a Class D felony. Gray was also sentenced to serve 25 years in prison on the sexual abuse charge, plus 5 years in prison on the incest charge to be served consecutively. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 33-year-old George W. Porker of Emerson was arrested at around 5:15 a.m. Wednesday. Porker was taken into custody for assault on persons in certain occupations and interference with official acts. His bond was set at $3,000. And just before 5 p.m. Tuesday, 24-year-old Joshua Michael Parker of Glenwood was arrested in Mills County for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. Red Oak police said yesterday no injuries have been reported when a Red Oak Fire Department truck transporting a patient to the Montgomery County Hospital struck a cement pillar near the hospital garage. Officials say 60-year-old Terrence Berrigan of Elliott was driving a 2016 Ford F-550 owned by the City of Red Oaks Fire Department when he took a turn too sharp on the entrance drive and struck the cement post that was in place to protect the hospital garage from getting hit. The accident happened at around 2 p.m. Tuesday. Damage to the pillar was estimated at $50. The truck sustained $5,000 damage. There were no citations issued. Elsewhere in state news, officials say a 4-year-old boy being taken to a daycare was found sleeping in a bus after the driver missed a stop in Des Moines. Kelsey Adcock said that she frantically called Des Moines Public Schools when her son, who has special needs, didn't show up at daycare Tuesday. She says the Des Moines District bus is supposed to take her son, Boston, from Mitchell Elementary to Leaps and Bound Daycare. The district said in a statement that a driver new to her route missed a stop, and when she checked the bus, she found a preschool student asleep. The driver quickly reported her discovery. The school district transportation director apologized to the little boy's family. In our funeral announcements, Keith Kenyon, age 95, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Keith Kenyon will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Neil Scott Fryer, age 52, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Memorial services for Neil Fryer will be today at noon in the Camblin edition of Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Wesley Kaiser, age 63, of Ashland, Nebraska, and formerly of Lewis, died Monday at the Midlands Hospital in Papillion, Nebraska. Funeral services for Wesley Kaiser will be held on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Griswold Community Center. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Phyllis Kay, age 80, of Atlantic, died May 5th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Phyllis Kay will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Carol Sampson, age 74, of Exira, died Monday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Carol Sampson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Ruth Harrison, age 93, of Anita, died Tuesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Ruth Harrison will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care has the arrangements. And Doris Elaine Newell, age 91, of Urbandale and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday at Senior Suites of Urbandale. Services for Doris Newell are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.